Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Most North Dakotans are well aware of the rich soils of the Red River Valley, what was once Glacier Lake Agassiz. Although less well known, Glacier Lake Souris also has rich soils. It covered much of Bottineau and McHenry counties, as well as portions of Rolette and Pierce counties. These lake beds are characterized by a level landscape with rich soils, so it may come as a surprise that Glacier Lake Souris is associated with large areas of sandy soils and sand dunes. Glacier Lake Souris formed in front of a receding glacier at the end of the last ice age. The lake lasted for several thousand years, and as one might expect, it changed in size and elevation during its existence. It's interesting to note that Glacier Lake Regina in southeastern Saskatchewan released a torrent of water in the end of the ice age that cut both the Souris and Du Lac River valleys. Glacier Lake Souris is drained, of course, with the Souris River now draining much of this region. Some of the sandy areas associated with Glacier Lake Souris include that along Highway 60 from near Willow City to where it heads eastward to meet Highway 3. It's also noticeable along Highway 14 from around Upham to Towner, and is quite conspicuous around Denby and to the northwest. Travelers will also notice the sandy soil several miles south of Towner along Highway 14, around halfway to the intersection with Highway 52 west of Anamoose. These sandy areas originated from nearshore and offshore locations of Glacier Lake Souris. Areas of sand dunes associated with the lake are particularly evident around Towner, Bantry, and Denby. The dunes in the Denby area, for example, can reach heights of over 50 feet and support some rather unique sand prairie. If you're interested in taking a closer look at these sandy areas and the plants and animals that call these areas home, consider taking a trip to J. Clark Salyer National Wildlife Refuge near Upham. The refuge has auto routes and a sandhills walk area. The sand dunes, in particular, support an interesting mix of plants, including prairie sandreed, sand bluestem, sand dropsteed, and cactus. There are also scattered stands of bur oak and quaking aspen. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.